break. Again, on SportsTownChicago.com. Thank you for sticking right here. When we come back, we got more Windy City Bulls news on SportsTownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
Tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
I'm Alec Brown, center for your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsTownChicago.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the beautiful Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. It's the NBA D-League. Your Windy City Bulls taking on the Westchester Knicks. I am Bill Downing, joined by Colin Michkowski. and Mike Walton. And before we go any further, we're going to send it away to courtside for our national anthem. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bulls organization is saddened by the passing of longtime executive Jerry Krause at the age of 77. As the architect of Chicago's six world championship teams, Krause was an integral member of the Bulls front office for over 18 seasons. Beloved by the city, the two-time NBA Executive of the Year and Chicago native, retired in 2003 as the general manager of the Bulls. We ask that you please join us in a moment of silence as we honor the life and legacy of Mr. Jerry Krause. Thank you. Now we ask that everyone please rise. Gentlemen, kindly move your caps as we pay honor to America with the singing of our national anthem. Here to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, please welcome from Viso West High School.
Welcome back. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem by Proviso West High School. And we're going to send it to our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell, for a pregame report. Go ahead, Jamie.
All right. Thanks, Bill. A couple of roster moves to talk about for both the Bulls and the Knicks. For the Bulls, Will Bynum is inactive tonight. Also, Von Wafer for the Knicks is inactive. On the assignment front, Cameron Payne here. Also, Maurice Endor is here from the New York Knicks. Back to you and Colin.
Thank you, Jamie, for that report. And Colin Michkowski, my color analyst tonight. And Colin, taking a look at the records tonight, you've got teams that are on a two-game losing streak, the Windy City Bulls, and a two-game winning streak, the Westchester Knicks. Windy City's got yet another Chicago Bull on their lineup tonight. Cameron Payne comes down to get some work. We know he hasn't been playing much. I know a little injury riddled since coming over from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we also have Carte Martin in the Kansas State Wildcat is in the house for Windy City also.
He's had a quiet career so far, but coming down to Windy City, this is great for him. I think he's going to have a great game, like most of the guys that's come down from the Chicago Bulls. And this is going to give him a great opportunity to kind of show what he can really do. And he's kind of a classic guy who could go on the inside, not an outside shooter, but a guy who can drive, one of those smaller guys who can drive to the paint like that. And I think this would be a great opportunity for him to play for Windy City tonight.
Fans, what are you doing for spring break? Start planning your staycation today with this $59 spring break deal. You'll receive 4 100-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bottled waters, 4 chips for just $59. This offer is valid for games on March 21st, March 23rd, March 28th, and April 1st. Call a reservation specialist at 847-396-7070 to book your Windy City Bulls staycation today. And today's starting lineups, we're going to go with the visiting Westchester Knicks. And Colin, go ahead and take it away.
Well, we have Doran Lamb. He's the They're playing the two guard. You got Courtney Fells. He's playing the four position tonight. And Travis Trice playing the point. You have Maurice Indoor playing the four. And you have Keith Wright playing the center.
Well, as we know for Windy City, we've got Carte Martin here with the team today. Cameron Payne coming down from the Chicago Bulls, but your starting lineups tonight, Alec Brown, the big man in the middle, number 21. Number 13, Duguay Dukin. Alfonso McKinney, number 34. Wesley Saunders, the hot hand, number 24. And Cameron Payne, number one from Murray State, just assigned to Windy City on the 20th. And we're getting ready to go here shortly. Windy City Bulls in their white uniforms, red numbers trimmed in black, and the Westchester Knicks, if you've seen the Knickerbockers before, you know these colors. The blue trimmed in white and the orange, and it's going to be an interesting contest tonight. As we were saying, Windy City coming in 19-25 on a two-game losing streak. Westchester Knicks 18-26 on a two-game winning streak, and with limited games left in the schedule, Colin, every game is important. You don't want to just throw in the towel. Windy City wants to go down fighting.
Yeah, and these are two very similar teams here. Two teams that they're both about the same in terms of their field goal percentage. Both rely on the offensive game, and they're both, yeah, they've pretty much got the same record. But yeah, you definitely don't want to go down, you know, too hard. You want to go down with a fight, and I think it's going to be a great game tonight.
All right. Michael Walton has joined the team down here. So you will hear three voices, sometimes four, as our producer Ryan Fahey will jump in with some comments, and so will Jamie Newell, our sideline reporter. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here with you tonight for this beautiful game we got going on at the Sears Center, and this is actually my first look at Westchester, so I am very excited, guys.
Windy City going right to left on your radio dial or however you're listening to us. Windy City wins the tip. Cameron Payne. Dukin back over to Payne. Payne left side, double team. Passes up to Dukin between the circle. Alec Brown out on the wing. Dukin back to Brown. Payne now. High rotation by Windy City. Cameron Payne's going to drive into Payne. Gives it up to Brown. Turnaround jumper. Good. Alec Brown starting off the game hot. 2-0 Windy City.
And that's because some good passing going on between the Bulls starting off early.
Fells now. Kicks it out to Travis Trice, the Michigan State Spartan. Right-handed jump shot is no good. Rebounded by McKinney. And here comes the Bulls leading 2-0. 11:15 left here in the first. Cameron Payne now between the circle. High screen, give and go with McKinney. Kicks it back out to Saunders. Turn around, Dukin for three from the left wing is good.
And that's what you need. That was multiple passes leading to an open shot. We haven't seen enough of that this year from Windy City.
And Duye has not had very hot starts. That's good to see. Windy City up 5-0. Fells now between the circles. Nice give and go with Endor for the dunk for the Knicks.
Yeah, that was just a great bounce pass by the Knicks to be able to get in there and get that dunk like that.
Wow, I tell you, Indoor has seen a lot of time in the big leagues. Maurice Indoor from Ohio, 6'9", 200 pounds. Cameron Payne now brings it up over the timeline, kicks it over on the wing, the right wing to Dukin, gets it inside, McKinney off his foot, and that's a turnover, and here comes Westchester. Trice, Indoor just inside three-point land, shot up off the back of the rim, no good. Three Windy City Bulls fighting for it, and McKinney comes down with it. Here comes Cameron Payne now, looking for his first points as a Windy City Bull. He drives left side, baseline, shot up, good, nothing but net. Cameron Payne for Windy City. Travis Trice gives it up to Fells. He's going to try a three from the top of the key. That's no good. Cameron Payne with the rebound. Here comes Saunders. Saunders behind the back dribble. He's going to slow things down. He's out on the left wing. Drives up to the left elbow. Alec Brown for three, top of the key. Good. Alec Brown drains a tray. Beautiful passing and shot by Alec Brown.
And that's what Brown could do. He's an outside shooter, big-time outside shooter.
And the interplay between Payne and Alec Brown, I think, is going to be a big key in tonight's game.
Fells tries to find Lamb on the give and go, deep on the baseline. That's no good. Dukin now, he's going to, oh, nice. Gets Indoor off of his dribble, and Dukin drives it in for another two. Timeout. Westchester Knicks. Bulls up by 10, 12-2. We're going to step aside. We come back. We'll have more first quarter action here at the Sears Center. NBA D-League action. Your Windy City Bulls on SportsTownChicago.com and a league of our own.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
I'm Thomas Walkup of your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsTownChicago.com.
9:25 left here in the first quarter, 12-2. Windy City with the lead. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Colin Michkowski and Michael Walton. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and a league of our own, powered by the Illinois Media School. And guys, that timeout by the Knicks couldn't have come at a better time. A lot of momentum with Windy City up by 10 already.
Absolutely. And then you have Cameron Payne up there getting his first bucket, getting him going. And that timeout is definitely needed. Now they're going to really be looking good now, I would think.
Early on in the game, interesting to see all of Windy City's three-pointers coming from their front court players. Interesting thing to keep an eye on here.
Good call there, Mike. Lamb gives it up. Fells drives right side. He's in the paint. He loses the dribble. Gets the shot back up. Right-handed hook. That's no good. Rebounded by Dukin. And here comes Windy City. 9:05 left here in the first. Saunders going to drive. Kicks it out to McKinney. He loses the dribble. Ellis gets it up to Endor for the dunk.
He put his hand behind his back.
Yeah, he did.
Little shout out to Carl Malone right there, right? If you're familiar with that.
They got to fix that basket down there. Hopefully they do that here soon. Windy City now. Cameron Payne, Saunders between the circle. High pick by McKinney. Brown over in the left. Baseline drive by Dukin. Saunders now. Free throw line into paint. It's going to drive. Right-handed shot. We got a whistle. And the shot will not count, but there is a foul.
And, guys, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to a Winchester Knicks player who actually fixed the net at the other end down there while the possession was going on. Big play by that guy.
Would you see salute that in the NBA? Probably not.
No, but that's a salute to that guy.
Hey, this is the developmental league. You got to get that attention any way you can. I help out in all ways.
That vertical leap right there, guys, that right there. Well, the combine for the NFL would have done wonders. Doran Lamb with the foul. Saunders drains them both. 10-point lead, 14-4, 8:30 left here in the first. Travis Trice brings it up over the timeline. Lamb now, give and go with Ellis. Lamb, left side, nothing but net. Left elbow, Lamb, again, great shooting, great vision, 14-6.
And you got to close out on the shooters there. This team doesn't shoot that many threes in the first place, so you can't let them get a high percentage of good looks.
Cameron Payne looking to get on the scoreboard. Give and go, and McKinney right-handed behind the back twister. Windy City back to a 10-point lead, 16-6.
It's a beautiful spin move, and that's what some of your big guys got to do. Get in there, get some spin moves around there, and get in there, get those easy buckets like McKinney just did.
Endor gets it from Fells. Endor from the free throw line, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Saunders. Here comes the Windy City Bulls in transition. Give and go with Brown. Shot up and good. Count the basket and the foul. Brown almost undercut, finds a way to spin it off the backboard with his right hand, count the basket, and the foul.
Like a little magician there, like whoop, and then just went in. Like almost the ball just kind of just flew in by his side.
Definitely was magic. A lot of finesse coming from a guy who's 7'1".
Yeah.
Courtney Feltz with the foul.
And I'd like to shout out Maurice Indoor for that last shot. He has on a pair of Jordan 10s. You guys know I love my shoes. You have on Jordans, but you don't shoot like them. This guy needs to get inside. I don't like all these perimeter jumpers these days.
It's kind of like going to a fast food place and getting a Diet Coke. Trice now with it. Gets it down to Indoor. In the block. Right block. Picked up by Dukin. Back over to Lamb for three from the right wing. That's going to be no good. Out of bounds. And we'll have a clock reset to 14. It'll be Westchester ball.
And the Knicks, the Bulls got to be lucky that he missed that shot because that defense was definitely out of sync there, left him wide open. But luckily he missed it.
Trice gets it into Fells. He's going to drive. We're going to have a travel on Fells as he went to make that move on McKinney. Another turnover for Westchester.
Fundamentals. Can't be traveling.
Good defense early on, guys, by Windy City. You know, out to a 19-6 lead here. Their defense pretty good to start this contest.
Yeah, I mean, and this is a team that's mostly known for offense.
Oh, McKinney from inside three-point land, just near the right elbow, nothing but net. 21-6. Trice gonna drive amongst the big men, and we have another travel. Guys, going back to McKinney, great vision. Good to see him going. He's been in a slight drought the last 3 to 4 games.
And I like to see McKinney get that jump shot going because I think his NBA future is ultimately as a three, a small forward there, and that's going to be key in his development.
Yeah, I mean, he's known more for his dunking and everything, but I think he's definitely got the skills to be a good three-point shooter as well.
Payne's going to drive on right, and he throws it off of right, and, well, Payne lost the dribble. Smart move. Good NBA, as you want to say, a newer-type veteran move right there, and he throws it off right, and it's going to be Windy City ball with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Cameron Payne gets it into Dukin between the circles. Now McKinney, give and go with Saunders. Top of the key, behind the back dribble. McKinney's going to drive into paint, turn around. Free throw line. Oh, that's going to be blocked out of there by Courtney Fells. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Saunders got to get that ball up. Shot up. Off the back, off the rim. That's going to be no good. And it's going to be rebounded by the Knicks.
And you got to win those 50-50 balls.
You do. Right shot up is going to be no good. Keith Wright, here comes Windy City. Good quick hands there by Courtney Fells. He knocks it out of bounds. The Bulls were going to make an easy transition basket, but good quick hands there by Courtney Fells to knock it out of bounds. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 6:16 left in the first, 21-6 Windy City.
Yeah, and the Knicks, they're definitely trying to play some aggressive defense right now because you notice early the Bulls are definitely shooting quicker in the shot clock, and so the Knicks are trying to catch up to that by playing some aggressive defense.
John Octius in now for Windy City. Gets it into Saunders. Dukin. McKinney. High give and goes. Octius gets over to McKinney. Just inside three-point land. Good! They're going to say a three, but looked like his foot was on the line. They may review that.
And that was a beautiful shot because he set his feet before he released that. I like that shot a lot.
And the Knicks are going to take a timeout. So are we. 24-6 is your score. 6:02 left in the first. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball action on SportsTownChicago.com and a league of our own.
Get your Chili's for the better than ever 3-for-me deal. For just $10, you'll get your pick of 3 delicious courses. Choose a premium entree like a classic bacon burger, sizzling chicken fajitas, new house smoked chicken, or classic baby back ribs. Plus, enjoy a house salad to start, and then finish your meal with a delicious mini molten cake for dessert. That's 3 courses full of flavor, all for $10.
I'm Brent Gogol, voice for your Windy City Bulls, and you're listening live to SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center. Tonight's voices, myself, Bill Downing, joined by Colin Michkowski, and Michael Walton, our producer-engineer. Ryan Fahey, good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
And we missed you.
No, you didn't.
You didn't bring any sun back from Florida.
No, but I brought my love and care.
Yes, you did. Travis Trice now gets it into the paint to right, and we're going to have a foul. That That is going to be on John Octius. That's his first, team first. Side out to the Knicks, 14 seconds on the shot clock. 5:53 left here in the first. Windy City up 24-6. On our next break, we'll be giving you a rundown on the schedule tonight in the NBA D-League. We have a final already. Trice misses the shot. He gets it back. He wants to try a three. Saunders says not today. Trice, crossover dribble. Mean crossover dribble, but he's going to be fouled as he enters the paint. That's going to be Wesley Saunders on the foul. Another side out.
And I'm going to do something we don't do often in the D-League. I'm going to commend Wesley Saunders for his defense. He dropped down in that stance, and he did not bite on the pump fake. That's how you get called up.
I agree, and I'm telling you, that was a good foul. If there's any foul, that's a good foul right there. Trice brings over to Lamb. Right wing swings it deep down inside to Keith Wright. Tries to get it over on Brown. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Saunders. Here comes Windy City. Saunders with it, gets it up to Duke, and he's going to try a three. That's going to be no good. One and done for Windy City. Here comes Lamb now with it. Gives it up to Trice. He's going to try a three from top of the key. Shot up and good. Nothing but net. Travis Trice.
Yeah, he wanted to come back. He's like, oh, yeah, Duke, and if you're going to shoot a three, I'm going to come back and hit one myself. And this is a fast Knicks team. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go and hit this three right after you missed yours.
David Lowry getting ready to come in. So is Maurice Endor. Duke now, top of the key. He's trying to get it inside to Wesley Saunders. He does in the paint. Saunders got three Knicks to go around. My God, what a beautiful shot. He just stands there, turns around, rolls it over his right hand off the backboard with two Knicks all over him.
Bill, that's the type of up and under you can only learn at Harvard.
Kevin Capers from Florida Southern makes an easy basket for the Knicks on the other end. You know, you're right. We said before, he'll kill you with the books and he'll kill you with those soft dribbles. The guy is money from the floor.
Probably tapping his head with his finger right now, like, you know what, I'm smart.
Wesley Saunders again has the ball for Windy City. McKinney right between the circle and the top of the key. Octis with the offensive rebound for Windy City, reset to 14 on the shot clock. Octis, left-handed dribble. He finds Saunders for an easy dunk. Crashes the baseline. Windy City up 28-11, 3:55 left in the first.
And as I mentioned, we're seeing some great passing by the team early on, and that's what's going to help you win these ball games is good ball movement.
Bond gives it up to Lamb, back to Bond, just inside the left elbow, shot up no good, one and done for the Knicks. McKinney with the rebound. Wesley Saunders brings it over to timeline now. Picked up by Lamb. Saunders finds McKinney, cutting, shot up and good. McKinney wanted the dunk, he had no time for that. But two is good, 30-11, guys. Wow.
I'm just going to say it, guys. It's weird watching a developmental team run Hoiberg's offense better than the parent club right now.
Bond now. Capers. Oh, Dukin. It's going to be fouled before the move. Side out.
13. And what you see with the Knicks is you're seeing them kind of do some little bit of street ball type of moves, really. Like, you see all the crossovers they try to do, and it's throwing the Bulls' defense off a little bit at times. But overall, the Bulls are still playing some great defense nonetheless.
And, yeah, it's really been – you can see the absence of their top scorer right now, John Jenkins, is really affecting them. They're looking for that extra scoring punch from somewhere.
Bond give and go with Lamb. Lamb, free throw line, shot up no good. Rebounded by David Lorries. He's in now. Physical presence in the paint for Windy City. Gives it up to Octis. Octis drives right side. David Laurie from three, top of the key. That is good. Wow, I didn't think that ball had a chance. David Laurie putting some muscle behind that shot. Another three for Windy City. They're up 33-11.
He hardly didn't even have to jump for that three-point shot either.
Capers now, Windy City. Over Martin for three. That's going to be no good. Offensively rebounded by Bond. Shot up for a three is good. Deron Lamb for the Knicks. John Octis, timeout by Windy City as it comes over the timeline. We'll step away 2:24 left in the first. 33-14 is your score. Windy City with the lead. You're listening to NBA D-League Windy City Bulls Basketball. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y que conozcas muchas personas? Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, e incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. ¡Llama ahora! Este programa especial te da el camino rápido al entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llame al 630-916-1700 o visite bionair.com/Lombard.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Sears Center. The Windy City Bulls up 33-14. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Colin Michkowski, Michael Walton, and quickly... Guys, 2:24 left here in the first. Windy City with a pretty big lead. And our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell, with an update.
All right, thanks, Bill. Listening in on Nate Lenzer's huddle for the Windy City Bulls. He wants the team, when they get stopped, to get the ball out and run. So it looks like a transition is going to be an important part of this game tonight. Back to you.
Thank you, Jamie. And, guys, looking at the stat sheet coming out of that timeout, pretty evenly scored. Dukin with 5, McKinney with 9, Brown with 8, Saunders with 6. They're evenly distributing the basketball, everybody getting into the scoring column. Even Cameron Payne has 2 points, and I'm telling you, he's eager and wants to get more points on the board.
Absolutely. I mean, because with the Chicago Bulls, guys, they want to get their shot, and coming down to the Windy City Bulls, you're getting this great opportunity to really show what you can do, and Cameron Payne is starting to do that so far.
Farrakhan Hall back in the lineup, at least at home. Martin for 2 inside the 3-point land from the right elbow. That's good. Carte Martin with the basket. Windy City up 35-14. Farrakhan Hall has been playing on the road, but not at home. Wow, nice give and go from Andor. And that's going to be no good by Fells, and it's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be, I think they called it, it's going to be Knicks basketball, but really good defense, guys. Andor has got great vision. He not only can he shoot, but he can pass. Very dangerous from the point.
And I love that pass from Andor. When you have a big that can pass like that, it just provides great spacing for your guards.
And we just talked about Andor drops a 15-footer from the left far baseline. Good. Knicks now trail 35-16. Martin, who just made that basket, kicks it out to Octius. Martin, left wing, kicks it down to Lowry in the paint. Turnaround shot, left hand, and good. He went up with his right, switched it to his left. Great transition there by Lowry. 37-16 is your score.
And we see Westchester go for the same play 2 times down with that backdoor pass.
Windy City not biting for it. Thomas walk up in. Octius shut up. That was partially blocked. And Octius fights for the rebound, but it does go out of bounds. You talk about a guy that's taken the most opportunity when Thomas Walkup was out. John Octius, Wesley Saunders come in and really put in some great minutes.
Yeah, John Octius is definitely a guy who showed some signs of how good he could really be. I mean, you see him at practice, and he's really just jumping out of the gym, showing his great ball handling and skills. And it's great to see him getting the opportunity he's been given.
Joey Miller now in. Bond gets it back over the corner to Capers now, far side. Picked up by Thomas Walkup. He's in the paint. Miller. Capers, 3. No, he's going to slow it down. Looked like he carried it. Wow, he got away with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Miller shot up. That's no good. Wow. Oh, but Capers comes down with the rebound. 14-second reset, and that's going to be good by Jaylen Bond from three-point land. I don't know if that was actually a good basket or not. I thought that the buzzer went off, and I think head coach Nate Lenzer agrees. Octius cutting to the basket with the left-handed shot. Oh, and Octius steals the pass. Octis up. Oh, that's no good, but he draws the foul from Maurice Endor. He misses the first shot, comes back, steals the ball, goes up, draws contact and the foul. Guy just not giving up. John Octi is having a big game.
And Colin mentioned street ball earlier. This game has taken a street ball turn. A lot of turnovers and loose balls. Maurice Endor has a 7'4" wingspan, so he's able to contribute to a lot of those deflections. I think we're going to continue to see turnovers play a big factor in this game.
You know, I mentioned John Octi is having a big game. He doesn't have any points, but it's his defense and actually playing field general with the inactivity of Will Bynum tonight. John Octi's going to have to step up, you know, when he has minutes and going to have to fill those shoes. Octi-Smith makes one of two.
And you see his blazing speed, too. I mean, you saw in that last play where he got that steal. I mean, just zoom. And that's in basketball, it's a fast, very fast-paced game. He's one of those fast-paced guys. Made a beautiful defensive play there and got that foul. Stop. He's definitely a nice player.
2-1-2 set up now by Windy City. Capers right side. Thomas walk up with the foul as Capers was driving. Capers, 6'2", 170 out of Florida Southern. We side out, 7.8 seconds left here in the first. 38-19, Windy City with the lead.
And you see some Winchester players sort of arguing with each other a little bit. They definitely have been getting confused with their offensive sets.
Kevin Capers going to drive, shot up, that's no good. Lowry with the rebound, Martin for three. Oh, that would have counted. Three quarters court. But your Windy City Bulls lead 38-19 after one. We'll be right back with second quarter action here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Wesley Saunders of your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center, Windy City Bulls, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. We are in a league of our own, NBA D-League scoreboard. We have a final, Long Island Nets beat the Salt Lake City Stars 124-121. In progress, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants 72-62 over Greensboro. The Iowa Energy and Austin Spurs just getting going. Spurs with a 24-21 lead. Santa Cruz Warriors lead the Rio Grande Valley Vipers 33-24. And that is your NBA D-League schedule for tonight. And we do have an update from our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell. Take it away.
All right, thanks, Bill. Listening in on Mike Miller, the coach of the Westchester Knicks. He's employing his players to go after the ball side of that play that John Octius made where he got his own rebound. And also, interesting to note about Miller, he was the head coach at Eastern Illinois University from 2005 until 2012, came to Westchester from the Austin Spurs. Back to you.
Wow, you got to love it. This league, so many new faces, so much transition. But yet, these guys, they want to come back. Their passion is coaching. Nate Lenzer, what a great guy. You know, the season may not have gone the way that Windy City wanted, But I can tell you, he's done one heck of a job with the team he's had this entire year. So much, a lot of transactions this season, a lot of changing names and faces. Knicks now with it. They bring it up, start of the second. Miller kicks over in the corner for Courtney Fells. That's going to be out of bounds. Oh, that's going to be off David Lowry. Nikola Jovanovic in now for the Westchester Knicks. Recent transaction from the Grand Rapids Drive.
Jovanovic is a guy who has that size, and so the Westchester Knicks trying to show that off.
Miller for three. That's going to be no good as the shot clock was counting down. Here comes Lowry. Oh, he had nowhere to go with that one. Fells read his eyes. He was trying to get it over to Cameron Payne. And luckily for Windy City, the ball goes out of bounds, and they'll retain possession with 19 seconds left on the shot clock. 11:30 left in the first half. Windy City up 38-19.
And interesting enough, guys, commenting again on Hoiberg's offense here, you notice a guard has not hit a three-point shot yet for Windy City, really stretching the floor with those bigs like David Lowry.
I don't know, guys. Do you think that it opens up those guards later on in the game when they're going to need them possibly for threes or other baskets because the bigs are doing it like you guys mentioned?
Yeah, and I mean, it does. And it throws the defense off because it's like, okay, you're giving to your bigs, and so now the attention is off the guards. And so then later on you bring in the guards, and then now it throws the defense off again.
Farrakhan Hall from three from the right wing is good. 40-19, 11-11 left here in the first half. Windy City with the lead. Knickerbockers now bringing it down. Jalen Vaughn swings it over to Capers. Fells, top of the key for three. Shot up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Cameron Payne. Here comes Windy City in transition. Payne for three, top of the key. In and out, no good. One and done for Windy City. Fells with the rebound. Here comes the Knicks. Fells swings it over to Bond. He's going to drive into paint. He loses the dribble. Shot up. Great defense there by Lowry. But yeah, we got another whistle. Looked like good defense, guys, underneath the basket when Fells lost the dribble.
Absolutely. I mean, because that's what the Bulls have been doing most of this game is the strong defense, and this is something that's a little different because we're used to them being more of an offensive type of team, and they're playing some really good defense because this fast-paced Westchester Knicks team.
And maybe it's just me, guys, but Cameron Payne seemed very frustrated. I saw him slamming the ball there. I think he really wanted that three to go down, and that's something with young players and their development. When the shot isn't falling, you have to find other ways to impact the game.
It's almost like baseball, guys. I think you got to go small ball. You know, I think that's what you got to do. You got to find, like you mentioned, Mike, you got to find different ways to get that ball in the basket. Yep. And if threes aren't doing it, get a little bit closer. Try it different. That can't be your only part of the game you got. Lowry now. High pick and roll. Martin, top of the key for three. No good. Rebounded by the Capers, and here comes Westchester. 10:15 left in the first half. 40-20 is your score. 20-point lead for Windy City. Capers now picked up by Cameron Payne. Swings it inside to Jovanovic. He's going to drive on Lowry. Turnaround. Right-hand hook is no good. Rebounded by Windy City. Cameron Payne. They've got numbers. Cameron Payne. He finds walk up for two just inside or outside the paint. One and done, Windy City. Here comes Capers now for the Knicks. Right side, he's going to drive baseline. Tries to get it back in. He's trying to find a man on the alley-oop, and that's not going to work. Bond, that's no good. Again, one and done. Both these teams on a slight drought here in the last 2 minutes. But 9:31 left in the first half. Capers backs down Miller. Kicks it over three, Farrakhan Hall, that's no good. And here comes Miller for the Knicks. 9:20 left in the first half, 40-20 again. 20-point lead for Windy City.
And I like the idea of Cameron Payne posting up on that last possession.
We had a great look at that shot by Fells. And Cameron Payne saves it again. One and done both ways now for the last six trips down the court. Thomas walk up with a three, and we're going to have looks like a dead ball foul. It's going to be on Windy City. That's Cameron Payne with the foul, looks like.
Yeah, Cameron Payne, and with Cameron Payne, I mean, he obviously was mad about the three-point shot he missed, but he's a guy who is more of a guy who's going to drive to the lane. But, you know, with basketball today, you got a lot of young guys who do want to shoot the three-pointer. And so he wants to try to develop the aspect of his game, but he's got to play his game, and that's driving through the lane.
They have a whistle before the ball.
Okay, we have a clock issue. 9:22, they want up on the clock. 23 seconds. That dead ball foul was on Farrakhan Hall. He has a seat. Martin, Payne, Dukin, Lowry, and McKinney in for Windy City. Travis Trice brings it up for the Knicks. Give and go with Wright. Trice, right wing, just inside three-point land. Shot up, no good. He loses his balance. One to done. Here comes Dukin with the rebound. Windy City coming down again. 20-point lead, 8:44 left in the first half. Dukin, wild shot up. That's no good. When I say wild shot, that was outside of the paint, and he just threw it up knowing that he was going to draw the contact.
Yeah, that was definitely a wild shot there. He does get the free throws, which is good. But so we're not worried about the building of the houses anymore with all those bricks anymore.
Yeah, Dukin makes the first. Windy City now up 21-20.
And for Duye Dukin, that's something I've really liked in his development this year. Known as a three-point shooter, but now if you're running out too fast, he will take you off the dribble.
Dukin makes one of two now. Trice brings it down for the Knicks. Capers. Martin with the foul. About 20 feet away from the basket. Head coach Nate Lenzer not happy with that call at all.
The aggressive defense by the Bulls, and they end up getting that foul there. Luckily, it wasn't a free throw. The Knicks are just going to bring it in.
Trice now. Miller gets it in to Trice. Capers between the circle. Picked up by Mark. Crossover dribble. Capers drives in the paint. Shot up. No good, but there is a foul called on the play.
See, the Knicks, they're trying to show off their speed, like I mentioned. And the Bulls are kind of having a hard time keeping up with it at this moment. But nonetheless, they still got this big lead. And they just got to keep playing what they did earlier. And then stay in front of them, play some aggressive defense, but do not let the speed get to them.
David Lowry with the foul. Off the front of the rim is no good by Capers.
And it's interesting, guys. I want to say this is the best defense I've seen Windy City play in some time, which is partially true. But again, the injuries and the absence of top scorers on Winchester is playing a big role in why we see this group with 21 points in the second quarter.
Capers makes one of two. Lead back to 20. Payne. Lowry's going to drive right side. Shot up and good. He shoots it over Jovanovic. For the Knicks, he makes it look easy. 43-21 to score. 8:04 left in the first half. Jovanovic is going to drive. Right-handed shot up, no good. A little wild shot up again. Another one, two. Make it three in a row. Westchester killing the boards right now. Dukin finally ends that. Martin comes out with it for Windy City. Right side, crossover dribble. He's got Capers on him. Capers falls down, but they're going to say that's going to be a charge on Martin. Carte Martin with the foul.
That was kind of a late call there by the officials.
And I'm not so sure about that. Martin is a veteran. This is the NBA guy. Benefit of the doubt, am I right?
You are correct. And it looked like Capers, I thought he fell.
It definitely looked like a flop from where we're sitting.
Absolutely.
Trice for the Knicks. Picked up by Payne. Strong inside move by Capers. He give and go with Jovanovic, shot up. Are they going to count the basket? Let's see. There was a whistle. Looks like they're going to call a jump ball. Nikola Jovanovic, 6'11", 240 out of USC. Recent pickup from the Grand Rapids Drive, and he's going to go up against David Lowry. 6'9". Yeah, a little bit of a height disadvantage, but we'll see who's got the bigger heart here.
Yeah, Jovanovic is definitely one of those big guys. He's definitely their big weapon that's on the Knicks right now, if you get what I mean, the big weapon. Yeah,
a big, big guy. And, we had a little volleyball there. McKinney comes down with it. Jovanovic swats it out of there. Windy City gets it. Payne now is going to drive. He's got two Knicks to beat. Right-handed shot up and good. Left-handed shot, excuse me, from the right elbow. Cameron Payne back on the scoreboard 45-21 to score, 7-10 left in the first half.
And that was a beautiful shot by Payne. That's kind of his game, to kind of get those mid-range shots, getting in there, getting on the inside. And that was a good example of the type of game that Cameron Payne plays.
That's his fourth point of the evening. Trice now over Cameron Payne from the right side. Good, nothing but net. Travis Trice out of Michigan State closes the gap a little bit, 45-23. Windy City, 6:45 left in the first half. Three-point attempt up by Payne. That's no good. Jovanovic with the rebound. Here comes Trice now for Westchester. Trice just inside the free throw line, and that's good.
That shot was almost as similar as Payne's shot, kind of with a little step back there, and it kind of just floats in there. So kind of a little copying there right there.
You know, after watching Denzel Valentine and Travis Trice play in East Lansing, McKinney goes up for a big dunk, but he's going to be fouled by Wright. As I was saying, Trice, my gosh, those guys were magic. They were money in East Lansing, and it was fun watching them play for Tom Izzo. And Travis Trice, you know, is somebody that when you look at his size, he's only 6'1", but he plays like a big man. You can't watch the basketball. You got to keep an eye on his feet because he's going to kill you off the dribble.
Yeah, you see that with his blazing speed. I mean, he's got a little bit of, not comparing to Allen Iverson, but he's kind of got that going for him. Kind of aggressive, quick, that type of player.
McKinney makes the first. Jovanovic out now for Westchester. Maurice Indoor back in.
And for Windy City, if they want to make sure Westchester doesn't get back into this game, we need to see ball movement closer to what they had in the first quarter. We're starting to see a little bit too much three-point shot off of the first pass in possessions right now.
McKinney makes both. I agree with you. You know, I'd like to see him close out not only the first half, but I want to see him close out that second half too. They have trouble in the second half. We'll see what they can do. Lamb for three. That's good. Give the assist to number four, Kevin Capers. He finds Deron Lamb in the right corner, nothing but net.
I think the Bulls are getting us a little comfortable on both sides of the ball right now.
47-28, your score. McKinney, he gets fouled by Indoor right near the right elbow. 5:51 left in the first half. That's another timeout. 47-28, your score. Windy City with the lead. We come back, we'll have the rest of the first half here on SportsTownChicago.com in a league of our own, powered by the Illinois Media School.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Farrakhan Hall, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
5:51 left in the first half. Windy City up 47-28. Our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell, has an update. Go ahead, Jamie.
All right, thanks, Bill. In that last timeout, Coach Nate Lenzer told his team to be aware of where the Knicks shooters are at. They're having a tendency to put up a lot of three-pointers, but also that the Knicks like to also crash the boards, make sure they get to run out on breaks any chance they can get. Back to you.
Thank you, Jamie. And, guys, You know, that's something we were just talking about. You know, over-pursuing, too much pressure. You come out and you try to guard the three. They crash the boards and they crash it with a quick pass to the baseline. Windy City has to be careful with that.
Absolutely, and I think, too, they're also getting a little too comfortable, as I mentioned, because they got this big lead. And you got to keep playing the same way you've been playing. Michael was saying that they need the ball movement again. That's what they need to continue to do on the offensive side.
Saunders over the top of Endor, and that's going to be no good. One and done for Windy City. Here comes the Knicks, trailing 47-28, 5:35 left in the first half. Trice, Capers, right wing, picked up by Saunders. In the paint, Capers down, shot up, he gets a friendly roll, and good.
That one barely went in, and it looked like it was just going to bounce out, but actually it was tipped right in.
They're not supposed to get rolls like that. This is our house.
Yeah.
Kevin Capers with the basket. Saunders, free throw line, finds Brown on the inside, shot up, and good. He just out-muscled Keith Wright for the basket.
And that's what Wesley Saunders has added recently. He's really stepped up his playmaking ability. Great pass over the top.
Capers now with it. Picked up by Saunders over in the left wing. Stolen by McKinney. Good vision. Another turnover by the Knicks. McKinney now. Octis, though he wanted to try a three, he's going to come in, find Brown again, cutting the baseline. Octis, unselfish play, dishes it off to Brown. And he finds Brown cutting for another 2 points. Windy City up 51-30. Trice, my God, he's money from anywhere right now. They got to be real careful. You put your big man Brown on him, doesn't matter. Trice finding his way to the basket.
I got to give credit to Octius for that last play when the Bulls had the ball. That was a really smart play on his part. Dishing off, you're doing that pump fake there. Very smart play by Octius on the other side.
Brown shot up from the right corner. It's no good. One and done for Windy City. Here comes Lamb with it for the Knicks. Good transition basketball, but no good by Capers. Here comes McKinney. It's three on three. Basically, Octius now. He finds McKinney for three from the right wing. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Saunders. He did that one hand, almost Odell Beckham-wise. Wow, one-handed grab, guys.
And Saunders is everywhere right now.
He is. Oh, my God. He goes up, going to his right, switches it midair, almost Michael Jordan-ish. Off with the left hand. Beautiful basket. Wesley Saunders, guys, he is absolutely playing out of his mind.
Absolutely, he sure is. And he's just doing like it's nothing. You see how calm and relaxed he is out there?
I was just going to – Colin stole the words literally out of my mouth. He is playing under control. You can see it in the guy's facial expression. He's laughing, having fun out there right now. And might I add, and only the way I can, guys, he's wearing a pair of Air Jordan 3s. Don't sleep on the shoes.
You are a shoe – aficionado. I'm wearing Payless shoes right now, so we don't want to talk about them.
Does he have Jordan? Does he rock Jordans like Michael does?
I actually had a pair when I was young, but they didn't last long, and I didn't play basketball, so I'm really not sure what happened to them.
I got Adidas.
Lamb now. Second shot is up, and it is good.
I think Coach Miller will have the Westchester Knicks wearing Payless shoes soon if they keep shooting like this. Well, I know that halftime speech is not going to be fun.
No, and when they were shooting around today, they were really loose, really looked good out there. Right now, they can't buy a basket. Saunders, crossover, nasty dribble, tries with his right hand on right. That's no good, and we have a foul. Man, Saunders playing some magic ball right there.
And
if
guys,
that would have went in, guys.
and this is the Windy City Bulls broadcast, but I just got to say, unbiased, that was a push-off. But when a guy's hot, you don't call the offensive foul on him. I can see Saunders really having a big second half.
And did you see that? I mean, he was gliding through the air with the greatest of ease. I think I stole that from a circus.
Saunders nice now. Crossover too.
Saunders, high pick by Brown. Saunders now right side. He's got right on him. Huge mismatch. Saunders dishes it out for two. That is no good by Walkup. Strong rebound inside by Jalen Bond. Here come the Knicks. Trice now. Crossover dribble. Thomas Walkup dishes it back out to Capers. Capers drives, swings it out to right for two. Oh, that was a terrible shot. Make that Jalen Bond, and I'm not sure. We have that is going to be a foul that's going to be on Alec Brown.
Guys, I am sad how many children are here because there are bricks flying through the air. This is dangerous. I'm scared.
2:54 left here in the first half. 53-34 is your score. Windy City with the lead. We have a timeout. When we come back, the conclusion of the first half on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Welcome back to the Sears Center. Windy City up 53-34. We have an update from our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell. Go ahead, Jamie.
Thanks, Bill. In that last timeout, Coach Mike Miller for the Knicks is telling his team that they're not stopping anything, that Windy City's basically doing what they want, especially tipping the ball on the perimeter, and wants the team to play with a little bit more energy. Back to you.
Thank you, Jamie. One of the things that sticks out to me, guys, points in the paint. Windy City 24-8 over the Knicks. They're killing them on the boards, guys.
And one thing that I also see that stands out to me on the defensive side for the Bulls is that they're stopping Maurice Ndoor. Ndoor is somebody who had 27 points in his last game, and they've done a good job of stopping him tonight.
Wright makes his free throws, 53-36 now, 2:50 left here in the first half. Windy City with the lead and the ball. Lowry picks up Bond, swings it inside now to Wesley Saunders. Martin's going to drive, opposite hand. He's going to be blocked. What is that? That's going to be a foul on Daron Lamb. That's going to be his second foul. Reset on the shot clock to 24, 2:38 left here into the first half. Like I said, guys, what a complete first half by Windy City. Really no let up whatsoever, and they lead 53-36.
And it's because of that, their strong defense early on, and then their aggressive play on the inside.
Tarte Martin makes his first free throw. Second one coming.
And also, you guys mentioned the tipped rebounds. On offense especially, Wesley Saunders has been very active on the offensive boards. It's really helped generate a lot of those three-point looks.
Good call there, Mike. Martin makes both. Solid from the free throw line tonight. Tarte Martin. Travis Trice brings it up over the timeline. Picked up by Thomas Walkup. Now Bond has it between the circles. Swings it over in the far corner to Capers. Capers. Guarded by Saunders. Three-point attempt from Lamb in the corner. That's good. Daron Lamb with the tray. Farrakhan Hall. Give and go with Walkup. Top of the key, swings it over to Saunders, left side. Now he's in the paint. Saunders looks for Lowry. Backs down Capers. Shot up, rolls around, no good. Second and third attempt. Lowry's batted down. It's going to be a loose ball foul. Lowry, three chances at the basket.
And Lowry got bowled over pretty hard there. I think you see some frustration starting to mount for Westchester.
And this is not a bowling alley, so he shouldn't be getting bowled over like that.
Yeah, Lowry, I'm telling you, you talk about three strong efforts.
Absolutely.
to maintain possession. Lowry's going to go to the line with 1:58 left here in the first half. Windy City, he makes his first, now up 56-39. At the point of the last timeout, guys, the biggest lead tonight, 24 by Windy City. The Knicks haven't been seen since.
It's really good to see. I mean, and the Bulls are playing some different type of offense. I mean, we've seen them be aggressive on the inside in the paint, but they've been just all around the paint tonight.
Trice just inside the three-point land, and that's going to be no good, and it's going to be Knicks' ball after being batted out by Lowry, who just made those two free throws. Now Windy City up 57-39, 1:47 left in the first half. Knicks inbound it. They find Wright, kicks it out in the corner to Lamb, and again, Lamb on fire. Another tray, this time from the right side. Knicks now trail 57-42, 1:30 left here in the first half. Windy City with the ball and the lead.
And if you're the Knicks, that's all you can do is try to keep shooting those three-pointers.
Wow, Farrakhan Hall driving baseline. Turnaround shot gonna be no good. Lowry saw Farrakhan cutting along the baseline. Farrakhan couldn't close the deal. Trice now with it for the Knicks.
Solid.
Lamb with the last 6 points. Bond for 3 points. Top of the key. That's no good. Rebounded by Wright in the paint. He's got to kick it back out. He does. Trice who kicks it out now. Lamb. Last two threes. Trice now 6 seconds on the shot clock. Under a minute left to play in the first half. Trice drives baseline. Shot up off the backboard. That's no good, but they get the offensive rebound. Let's see. I believe that that's going to be a shot clock violation.
Just some great defense.
Officials not really sure yet, neither, as they went on to continue to play for about 2 seconds, then the whistles blew.
And that just showed you the aggressive
defense. Looks like they're going to review this call, guys. 51.7 seconds left in the first half. Windy City up 57-42. So that there was also a foul, I believe they're saying. Was it Carte Martin? Or is that going to be on Travis Trice? They said 20, but they didn't say which team.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on here. It could be a foul. It could be the shot clock. There's a lot of things just going on right now, and we've got to try and find out what's going on here.
Now the officials reviewing it. Number 42, Kevin Fahey.
No relation to me, by the way. It's spelled differently, too.
But it could be.
No, it can't be.
Okay.
Can you play golf?
Because there's no E in the last name. I have the E in there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Can you play golf like
Thank
you
Thank you. No one wants to play golf like me.
I'm telling you, he won, like, third place in the Mini Golf World Championships, gentlemen.
Dude.
He was on fire. That 12-foot putt killed him.
I should have brought a video camera.
That was
No?
Tough putt. You know, you got to get those mini golf green jackets out there. You know?
Well, the problem was the 12 to 14-year-olds you were playing. I don't get it. You should have killed those kids. Come on.
This next generation, man, they're good.
It is. Millennials. Oh, you are a millennial.
I was going to say, thanks, Bill. Wow.
I'm actually older than
Never going to produce games for you ever again.
I'm sorry.
I'm done.
You're my best friend. Update.
I'm sorry.
NBA D-League scoreboard. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants lead 97-89 over Greensboro with 3 minutes left in the fourth. The Iowa Energy trail Austin big 51. And I do not like this computer because it just decided to do it. Move on its own. 51-35. Santa Cruz leads Rio Grande 66-57 at halftime. And that is your NBA D-League scoreboard. And guys, with only 51.7 seconds left, not really a crucial review, but, you know, I think momentum going into halftime could be huge. If this goes Windy City's way with this lead and they get the ball back, this could mean a big step in the right direction to start the second half when they come out.
Yeah, and the second half is going to be huge. It's like that with any game. I mean, things could really change. One of the things I would think the Bulls need to change is to make sure the Knicks don't get those offensive rebounds because they have allowed so many of them, it seems like, in this game, but they already had that big lead. So, but I mean, allowing those offensive rebounds is definitely something they need to fix going into the second half.
All right, Colin, looks like the review is over. Let's see the officials get together. We'll see what the call is going to be. going to reset the
looks like they're going to put 54.2 seconds left on the game clock. And I believe the shot clock is still going to stay at 53.2 seconds. 53.2 remaining in the half.
And the common foul is going to be on. It is going to be on Windy City. It's going to be on Carte Martin. That was also part of the review, and so was the possible shot clock violation. Travis Trice to the line. 53.2 seconds left here in the first half. Trice makes the first. Travis Trice, Michigan State Spartan. They're knocked out of the tournament, but still he's shooting like he's playing in East Lansing. He makes both. John Octius brings it over to timeline. Windy City with it. Saunders gets that poked away, but gets it back. He's guarded by Capers. Gets it over to Octius, back over to Saunders, left wing. Thomas Walk up now, picked up by Trice. High screen, give and go with Laurie. Finds Saunders, kicks it over to the corner to Farrakhan Hall for three. Good! Great rotation by Windy City. Finds Farrakhan Hall in the far wing for three.
And we're seeing that great ball movement again that they had in the first quarter. That was just beautiful, just like touch pass after touch pass, it seemed like. And that was just a very well-executed offensive play by the Windy City Bulls.
I think they want to get Farrakhan Hall going, and that's the way to do it. Travis Trice, nasty crossover dribble. Thomas Walkup, shot up no good. Walkup with the rebound, 10 seconds left in the first half. Walkup, Octius shot up, and good. Walkup to Octius for an easy two. 6 seconds left here in the first half. And shot's going to be up by Lamb. In and out, no good. And that's your first half. Windy City up 62-44. What a first half by Windy City, Colin. What a great start to this contest for the Bulls.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like, my hand is hurting because how hot they are. They're on fire, so ow. But they're playing great so far. And just this is something that definitely is going to be a good sign for them going in the future, I think. I mean, they're playing a little differently, going, being aggressive on the inside, playing some strong defense. Like I said, the only thing they need to change is not to allow those offensive rebounds, but they're playing great, and they're showing off their speed a little bit, too, on the offensive side. Bill?
All right, stand by for the halftime show here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.